Our Siddur snippets are sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum and the Schuss of Rafu Shlema for Adol Bas Alta Chaya. And we're still in the paragraph that follows the Bracha Amavir Shena Me'inai at the end of Birchas HaShachar. This is a prolonged Bracha, not just the short Amavir Shena, but it represents V'hiratzon. The Vav is the Vav Achibor, the continuation, our aspiration for the day, and our desire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding this Bracha in the context of Rav Schwab, to not just wake from physical sleep or slumber, but to wake up from sleepwalking through life, to feel Hashem's presence, to remember what matters, and to remember what is most important. So we left off with Al Tashle Bono Yetzahara. We ask Hashem that the Yetzahara not rule over us. And when we last left off, we spoke about, we don't ask Hashem to purge, to eliminate the Yetzahara. It's an unrealistic expectation. It's an unfair request. To be alive, to be breathing, is to be engaged in a struggle, in a battle. We are simultaneously an animal instinct, an animal soul, and a godly soul, a chelek elokam imal mamish. And the tension, the battle between the two, is the very definition of what it means to be alive. So we don't ask Hashem to eliminate the Yetzirah, but rather to give us the strength to be sovereign, to be supreme, to be disciplined over it, instead of it being disciplined over us. And we ask then, v'harchikeinu me'odam ra u'mechaver ra. We ask Hashem to distance us from an Adam Ra, a bad person, u'mechaver ra, a bad friend. Don't only distance us from bad people. Don't only protect me and insulate me in the day ahead from the influence and the impact of being around a bad person, but even from good people who are bad friends. What's the difference between a bad person and a bad friend? Is it redundant? Adam Ra, u'mechaver ra. We're going to say the same thing in the Yiratzon after this, the very next paragraph. We ask Hashem to protect us. Tatzileni ayom me'adam ra u'mechavera. What's the difference between a bad person and a bad friend? So it's interesting, if you look at the Mishnah Navos, the Mishnah describes, harchek mi shachein ra v'al tischaber l'rasha. Distance yourself from a bad neighbor and don't become friends with a rasha. Al tischaber l'rasha. It's very interesting, when it comes to the rasha, we're simply told, don't be a friend with the rasha. They're bad people, they're toxic, they're negative. They have bad habits or bad attitudes, bad behavior. So stay away. That shouldn't be your friend, your circle of friends. We know the Rambam explicitly describes we are the composite of the people we hang out with. They define us, they mold us, they shape us. So when choosing our friends and acquaintances, when choosing who we socialize with or who we hang out with, be careful. Al tischaber l'rasha. Chaver, a friend, comes milashem chibur, a connection, a bond. Don't connect with people who are bad. But it says even further when it comes to a shachin ra, a bad neighbor, harcheik. It's not enough al tischaber, don't be friends, harcheik. So why is the bad neighbor more dangerous than the bad person? And the answer is because a bad neighbor, we're much more vulnerable. A bad neighbor is not necessarily a bad person. Your next neighbor, your neighbor, your acquaintance could be a wonderful person, but they're not a good neighbor. They don't necessarily have the best influence or impact. They don't bring out the best version of you. So the wicked, evil person, the truly bad person we know, al tischaber, don't connect with, stay away from. But harchek mishachein ra, the person who's not a bad person, it could be a very good person, a very decent person, but they don't bring out the best in you. Maybe they incite jealousy or envy. Maybe they incite anger. Maybe they incite lust. Maybe they have you focused on the wrong priorities. Maybe they don't bring out the best in you. So then even further, not just al tischaber, but harchek, one has to distance himself. A rasha is an overtly clear bad person, but a shachin ra is much more threatening because their influence is more subtle. A bad neighbor is not necessarily a bad person, but they may have some bad habits or bad practices. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos says, you know what the definition of a bad neighbor is? Not you, if you're here right now, physically present listening, you're a good neighbor. Because the Gemara says, kol mi sheyesh lo beis kenesses bi'iro ve'eino nichna sham le'izbalel nikra shachin ra. You have a shul in your community, but you go to the living room, or you make a minyan on the block, or you avoid having to hear between mincha marav, you daven locally. This is not Meitz Gemara Brachos. If you have a problem, take it up with the Chazal. They say you're not a good neighbor. You have a shul, you could support shul, the Kedushas based Knesses contribute your presence, your voice, your participation. And either you don't go to shul altogether, or you righteously make your own minyan, making whatever argument to support it. So the Gemara says you're a shachin ra. You're not a bad person. You could be a great person, a wonderful person. You could be a noble person. But in that way and in that measure, you're a shachin ra. You're a bad neighbor. So we say in this tefillah, in the continuation of this bracha, Harchikenu, help us distance both me Adam ra u me Chaver ra. Help me avoid, help me be protected from a bad person. Let me not fall into the trap or be drawn to or connected with or influenced by a bad person, but also a chavira. Let me not pick up the bad practices of also being someone who has a base kinesis veino nichna sham, and so on. V'dabkeinu b'yetzer tov uv'masim tovim. And we ask, help me cling to and connect with the yetzer tov and good deeds. This is the inverse of the opposite. We said, or the connection rather, of v'dabkeinu b'mitzvosecha. So we said, dabkeinu b'mitzvosecha, and now dabkeinu b'yetzer tov. What we're saying is, not only to go through mitzvos in motion, not just to go through the external act of the mitzvah, to cling to it. And similarly, not just to follow my yetzer tov in that moment, not just to give in for the right decision right now, v'dabkeinu, let it cling, not just to go externally through, but let me be transformed both by my yetzer tov and my masim tovim. V'chofet yitzreinu l'shtabech lach, and help me, my natural inclination, chof es yitzreinu, let me control my yetzer, l'shtabed lach, let my natural inclination be to serve you. I don't waver, I don't hesitate, I don't have to go through a battle, I don't have to think about it. Let my second nature, let my instinct and intuition be lehishtabed lach, to serve you. We spoke yesterday in Shul, the Aseres HaDibros, that Rav Sadia Gaon holds, all Tariq mitzvahs can be reduced to the 10 of Aseres HaDibros. And the Aseres HaDibros can be reduced to the first one. And the first Dibra can be reduced to the opening word. All of Torah comes down to Anochi. Lehishtabed lach, to see Hashem, to feel His presence, to feel His love, to reciprocate His love, and to calculate everything we do based on what will give Him nachas ruach. As opposed to in Sefer Dvarim, when Moshe says, Anochi omeid ben Hashem v'neichem. The Anochi, our ego, our sense of self, which Anochi are we serving? So v'chof etz Yisreinu, we begin our day by asking Hashem, you know what? I'm going to have this draw, this impulse to want to serve myself, to seek my pleasure, to pursue my happiness, to indulge in what I want. Chof es Yitzreinu, help me. Help me conquer that negative voice, that voice of self-destruction, and instead, lehishtabed lach, help me gain a second nature, accustom myself and intuition, instead, to serve you. And if I do, that's the greatest chesed you could do, Hashem, which is what we say. Usneinu ayom v'chol yom l'cheinu l'chesed l'rachamim. So some explain, that's the chesed. Hashem, you know what the greatest chein and chesed and racham you could show me is? If you're chof es Yisreinu l'shtabed lach, if you can help me overcome my nature for wrong and give me an intuition for right, that's the best chesed. I begin my day by asking and imploring Hashem, show me that kindness, that chesed, that chein, that rachamim, to help me train myself to always do the right thing.